when I saw on Facebook this morning that he was at the club last night, my heart hit my, I mean, I was like, oh my God, I just talked to him on Facebook like 2 weeks ago. And then I found out that he was alive. And joining us right now, last night's DJ at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, my friend Ray Rivera. Ray, dude, thank you so much for checking in. I'm so glad you're all right, bro.
Drew, what's happening, brother?
Man, first and foremost, thank you for being a friend for all these years, and I can't believe that I get the chance to hear your voice again, man. What was it like in there, dude?
Man, it was completely... You know, Drew, I mean, you know, I've been doing nightclubs for... You know what's really funny is you're talking about the hip-hop trio is like right after, you know, me and Caesar would do your show and we had the summits and all that stuff.
Yep.
You know, I got booked at Firestone and was a resident there for about 6 years and then went off to do, you know, other clubs. And then I got into, you know, doing some of the gay clubs.
Right.
And, you know, I work at Pulse. I work at Parliament House. I worked here at Southern Nights. I actually worked there on Wednesdays in Tampa at Southern Nights in Tampa.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it, out of all the stuff, you know, you think you'd see and you wouldn't see in your life, you know, then comes this.
Yeah, and
you know,
you're a straight
it was
dude.
A complete.
I was gonna say you're a straight dude. Like you're a straight dude working in a gay club. You see nothing but love and tolerance in front of you on a regular basis. You don't see the hate. And then last night, you see the ultimate sign of hate.
Drew, you know what the biggest thing is, brother, is that the gay community, they come out, they have a good time. Everybody's nice. Everybody's, you know, loving. You know, my wife comes out. My wife's friends with every gay man in the world. You know what I mean? They wind up going shoe shopping and stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like last night, dude, everything was going just like a regular Saturday night. Everything was good. You know what I mean? I was out there playing some hip-hop, some R&B, some reggae, some, you know, Spanish reggae. And then right after 2 o'clock, brother, all hell broke loose.
What was the first sign of all hell breaking loose?
It was hearing the gunshots first.
Man.
First there was, you know, a set of gunshots, and then just chaos erupted. Like, people were running out, jumping over the fence. I turned my music down thinking somebody lit some firecrackers.
Right.
You know, somebody was playing a joke, being stupid, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, 4 more shots rang out. And then I said, okay, I put my laptop down, turn the music off, and ducked down behind the little DJ booth they had me at.
Right.
And then people are just running, like, to the exit, jumping over the fence. This guy and this girl crawled underneath my DJ booth where I was ducked down by, and they were there, and the shooter paused for a second, and the guy took off, and the girl's kind of freaking out, and I'm like, baby, you gotta be quiet. You know what I mean? Because she was in that hysterical type, you know,
right.
Oh, my God, what's going on?
Right.
And I was like, you got to be quiet, because more shots rang out, and there was like 4 or 5 shots and then a pause, and then a 4 or 5 shots and then a pause. So when, you know, he did, you know, a couple of shots, I told her, I said, all right, go, 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 go. She came up from underneath my DJ booth. I pushed her out the door. She went one way. I went the other way. And then the cop is out, you know, the cop that works there,
yeah,
was out there, and he's telling everybody, get, you know, go, go, go. And he has his gun drawn and people are running. And I'm getting behind my car, and then all of a sudden, you know, other cops show up drawing their guns, and they're telling us to get around the corner, and still shots are ringing off in the club. You know what I mean? And not for nothing, though, Drew, looking in the door where I could see inside the main room was not a pretty sight.
We're speaking with...
I looked in there.
Yeah. So let me reset
and,
real
and,
quick.
And,
there's
just... Oh.
Good. No, I was just going to reset for anybody just listening right now. We have my friend Ray Rivera on the phone right now, Pulse DJ last night. And no one ever wants to see the kind of things that you saw last night, I'm sure. And I can't even believe you're fortunate enough to escape, man. I imagine that right now you're still sorting through all your feelings in your mind, right?
Dude, I don't know what to think. All I know is everybody's having a good time. We're all partying, you know what I mean, having a good time. And then all of a sudden... You know, this guy comes in and starts, you know, lighting up the place. Mm. And like I said, dude, looking in, because where I was on the patio, the main room is where he came in at.
Right.
And then, you know, everybody basically cleared out the club, and the people that unfortunately that were still in there, you know, I'm looking through the door because I'm peeking around my DJ booth, and all you see is just people on the floor. I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't know if they were moving, you know what I mean? And gunshots are ringing off. At that point, you know, I mean, what clicked in my head is, you know, I got a wife and kids and grandkids. I'm like, I'm out. And I told the girl go, and I followed behind her, and I was out.
Yeah. Well, Seth, the question for Ray.
Ray, how close were you to the street or to the exit last night from where you were set up?
I was about 5 feet. The gate is literally like 5 feet to my left.
Wow.
There's another door that goes to the main room that's about 10 feet in front of me.
Probably saved your life, bro.
You know, I'm thankful that, you know, I got out of there, but, you know what I mean? Bro, my condolences go out to the people that didn't make it. You know, my kids are calling me.
I'm just glad you're all right, dude. I really am. When I found out you were at that club last night, my heart hit the floor. And then thanks to that Facebook feature that shows when people are checking in and safe, you know, I found out.
Yeah, because I didn't have my phone, dude. I left my phone, my watch, my laptop, my CD players, my DJ bag, all my stuff is there. Like, I called my wife from one of the security guards' phones.
Right.
And she's home, thank God, because she had to take my son to the airport in the morning. Ugh. And she didn't go. And I call her, and she's, you know, wigging out. And I'm like, I'm good, I'm safe, I'm around the corner, you know. And it's amazing, because she went online and posted a thing, you know, that he's good, he's okay. Dude, my Facebook page and my phone and my text messages from all my DJ friends here in Orlando, you know, you and you know, all my close friends that know, because you see my posts when I'm going out.
Yeah.
You know, when you go on your page, you'll see me promoting whatever I'm doing on Wednesday, whatever I'm doing on Monday, when I'm at Universal or I'm at Pulse on Saturday or when I'm doing another gig.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, a lot of people see that and, you know, they were like, oh, my God, dude, are you okay? Is everything straight? You know, and I'm, you know, trying to hit everybody back. And I'm like, I had to go borrow a phone from my wife's best friend because my phone is still sitting there underneath with my stuff.
Oh my God. No,
so
one
I had to go get a phone. Ugh. And you know, I mean, my phone's blowing up. I don't know how people are getting my number. You know, I got CNN calling me. I got all these people calling me, and I'm like, I haven't had a chance to just breathe for a second, brother.
Yeah. Well, listen, dude, if I'm you right now, I would just shut off the phone and hug your family, man. I mean, you've now officially spoken to the media, and if you want us to handle things for you, bro, like you can unplug right now and with a clear conscience, put your arms around your family members and just get away for a while, because I think you've made enough statements to where, you know, no one needs to come beating down your door or anything, you know?
But you want to hear something, you know, here's the thing, you know, it was my birthday on Friday.
Yeah, I know, right. Happy late birthday, by the way.
So I go out with my wife, and we actually, me and my wife and all her, and, you know, like five or six of our close friends actually went to Pulse. And we're chilling in VIP, you know, having a bottle. And my wife bring up the simple, you know, thing. They said, what about that dude would have came in that night?
Right.
Because when he came in, he came straight towards the VIP, and supposedly that's where he started.
Ugh.
Was in the VIP area.
Jesus.
And I was like, wow. You know what I mean? And then like, you know, I had to work tonight or last night. And then today we were supposed to do a Sunday fun day, you know, part two of my birthday.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm like, my wife's like, you know, maybe we should go. So, you know, your friends are going to be there, you know, da, 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 da. And I'm like, you know, let me just see how I feel right now.
Exactly.
I'm looking at my Facebook page right now, my computer, brother. And yeah. I got like 99 posts, 34 people with friend requesting me, and like 13 messenger messages up here.
Now you know what it's like to be Drew Garabo.
And you know the biggest thing is, brother, is like when I, you know, I miss you on the overnight when I was driving home from Tampa at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I would tune your show in and listen and have a good time, and then, you know, you disappeared. I'm like, damn it, we're Drew.
I know, they took off our overnight replay. Seth, you have a question for Ray Rivera, who was DJing last night at Pulse in Orlando when the shooting went down.
Ray, was it just a regular Saturday night at the club, or was there some sort of special event going on? Because we were just trying to figure out if it was more packed than usual.
It was. Here's the thing. Last week was gay days. So last week, the club was completely packed. You couldn't walk in there.
Right.
Like, I mean, they were, I think they said it was like 850 or something like that last week for gay days. So this weekend, you know, after a big event like that, a lot of people kind of, you know, they got rent to pay and all that stuff. So it wasn't as packed, but there was still about, you know, 400 people, 450, maybe 5 in the club.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it wasn't a dead night, but that's where, you know, everybody goes on Saturday because that's where they want to hear the Spanish music. I do the hip hop, R&B, reggaeton on the patio.
Yep.
And then, you know, you got a guy doing some, you know, a mixture of other music in there. And everybody was having a great time. You know, I mean, I had people dancing, you know, the guys were out there making the food. And then right after 2 o'clock, bro, all hell broke loose.
Jesus, man. We're speaking with Ray Rivera, DJ at Pulse last night. I'll let you go, dude, because I know you want to get with your family and be thankful to be alive and all that. I can't tell you how much it means that you would come on the radio with us and share your story and how much it means that you're still alive. And I'm going to use this as a launching point to for us to be more connected in each other's lives, man. When you're over here, when I'm over there, we definitely need to sit down and talk about the years that have passed and the years that are in front of us.
Yeah, brother. You know, it's funny because it's been like almost like 15, 16 years, brother.
I know, man. Too long.
You know, it's like one of those things. It's like, you know, the funny thing is, you know, you have your son's name's Xander, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my son's name's Xander, too.
Well, we need to get these little Xanders together, dude.
Yeah, brother. You know, I this is the worst thing, you know, especially here. Pulse is not a big club, bro.
Right.
You know, and it's a tight-knit community. You know, all the gay establishments here, you know, I've worked at all of them. I worked at Parliament House. I worked for Southern Nights here in Orlando and in Tampa.
Yep.
And then, you know, I do Pulse on Saturdays and I do Universal on Mondays. You know, so it's just kind of, I'm just like at a loss for words because I never thought in my whole life I'd see something like that.
Me either. Oh, let me
you
ask
know,
you.
They're, you know, I mean, like you said, I'm a straight guy. I'm married. I got kids.
Right.
That's my extended family, man. All the people at Pulse, that's my family.
Yep.
You know, when we're not working and me and my wife want to go have a drink, we go up there and we hang out with them. You know, we sit down and we shoot the ish with everybody and you know, laugh and crack up and, you know, drink. And then we come home and we go about our day the next day.
Yep.
And it's just hard to believe because, you know, supposedly there's a couple people that nobody's heard anything about.
Man.
So, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where I'm paying attention to Facebook to try to see, you know, what the hell's going on. If, you know, I'm praying to God that, you know, he's still here, but nobody's really heard anything. So, you know, I mean, yeah. I'm just paying attention to the Facebook posts and stuff.
Right on, brother. Well, listen, let me ask you a final question. Will this affect in any way your decision to play gay bars and gay clubs? Will this make you think twice about maybe, you know, them being a targeted group? Or are you going to still go, you know what, you know, got to show love where love is and scratch out a living?
You know, I have a day job, you know what I mean? Yep. And doing this was, you know, extra for me.
Sure.
But I'm not going to ruin, you know, I'm going to still do what I do.
Right.
Whether it be a gay club, straight club, you know, swingers club, I don't care.
Now
as long as people dance and enjoy themselves, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And if, you know what I mean, if you know, worst case scenario, when all this, you know, goes away and the owner, you know, of the club decides she's going to reopen, I'm there.
Good for you.
I'm not going to, you know, let this deter me from doing something I love. Man. Which I've been doing for 20-something years.
Perfect words, my man. I couldn't think of any better way to put that, and that's why I love you, man. Well, I do love you, and I'm glad you're alive, man, and thanks for making time for us, and go enjoy a Sunday, and again, man, thank you, and I'm so happy you're alive, Ray.
All right, brother. You take it easy, and I'll be in contact with you, brother. Just give me, you know, a couple of days. The only thing that really stinks is all my stuff is locked in the club, so I don't know if I'll be able to make it over to Tampa this weekend.
All right, well.
The club is on lockdown, so I can't get anything out of there.
Well, let me tell you this. If there's equipment that you need or anything like that, you know who to holler at, because I know people over here, and, you know, I'm sure the community will show you some love and get anything that you need to play your gigs over here. So you come up for air when you need to, and until then, man, be good, all right?
All right, my brother. Be easy.
Much love.